Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
That you were buried, and then you rose again according to Scripture. We're here to preach the resurrection, to teach the resurrection. And Lord, this morning we got to see a picture of the resurrection with these two baptisms. That alone, the significance of that, Lord, we could say amen and go home right after that. Thank you for such a powerful witness of baptism. Be with Brother Cal. Fill him with your spirit. Anoint him. We didn't come to hear him. We came to hear you. Speak through him. He has made himself available to you, Lord. Use him for your glory. And it's in the great, big, strong name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Seth, just stay where you are for a minute, please. I'm just trying to follow. Billy asked in his prayer that I would be Spirit-filled. And I've been praying all morning that I'd be Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. And here's what I feel led to do right now. If there was ever a time that the church needs to come together and pray, now is that time. I am blown away at all the stuff that's going on in our world. When are we going to pray together? Now's the time. Now, I'm not going to call on anybody to pray today, but here's what I feel led for us to do. I want us to get in prayer circles. Y'all know what a circle is, right? Just follow my instructions, if you will. We're going to pray for different things, one by one. We're going to first of all pray in your prayer group for the church and the people and the soldiers in Afghanistan. And then we're going to pray for the folks down in Haiti. And then we're going to pray for our southern counties, all the flood victims there. And then we're going to pray for this uptick in COVID. Several of our church members are battling COVID. And here's what I want us to do, and I'll give you about 2 minutes. I know this is really going to mess the online group up, but y'all can pray with us as we pray. And so we're going to pray for those things one by one. And so first off, now we've got kids here who can pray heaven down. And if some of these children want to pray, you let them pray. We're going to get in four groups. And anybody that feels led to pray in the group can pray. And when it's time, I'll move us on to the next subject. But the first thing we're going to pray for are the people of Afghanistan and our soldiers specifically. 6,000 troops have gone over there to get Americans home. Thousands of Americans at great danger to themselves. And so we're going to pray for that. And then, by the way, one of the fastest growing churches in the world is the church in Afghanistan. They're growing at a 17% clip. And they're meeting this morning. That's right. Now listen to this. They are meeting this morning in light of the fact that the Taliban could come into where they're meeting. And what does that say to us this morning? And so we're going to get together. Let's just circle up in four different groups. I'll let y'all take care of that. And y'all begin praying for the church in Afghanistan and for our soldiers, those kind of things. Right now, let's do that quickly. Y'all don't have to stand up. You can sit down in a circle, however y'all want to do that. That's right. Just stay right there in the circle. Very good. Anybody that wants to pray in your group can pray. Anybody. Let's begin praying for Afghanistan right now. Every group. Somebody in your group, pray. Hallelujah. You just keep praying, Sam. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We agree, Father. That's right. Pray for those soldiers. Pray for those U.S. citizens that are there. Pray for those Afghanistan believers, the church in Afghanistan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Now begin praying for the good folks down in Haiti. Samaritan's Purse, other ministries going on in Haiti. The 7.2 earthquake. Thousands have been displaced. 1,400 have lost their lives that they know of. Pray for the folks in Haiti. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. To a season of praying for these southern counties, the flood victims in Waverly and Erin and Dixon. 11 folks have been killed that we know of, dozens displaced. Pray for our southern brothers and sisters in Tennessee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Help us, Lord. Help us, God. Yes, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to his name. And now let's pray for God to supernaturally end this pandemic that we're in. Let's ask God to run COVID off. Anyone that could speak the world into existence could touch us and heal us from this terrible, terrible curse on us. Several people in our church family are struggling with the McCullough family. Sandra Milligan. Others are afraid and at home today because of the uptick in COVID. Pray, church, pray, pray. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you can do anything. Thank you. Hear our prayer today, Father. Touch us with your power. Use us for your glory. Now, here's what I want to do in closing. There is at least one person, maybe two, maybe three in your group, in your circle of prayer, that really needs special prayer. And they're going to ask for prayer. I don't have to tell you what their prayer need is, but I want right now, if you're in need of special prayer, maybe for yourself, your family, in your group, y'all just drop hands. Now throw up your hand. If you're in your group, just say, and putting up your hand means I need special prayer. Here's one here. Here's another one here. Just put your hand up in the air and say, I need special prayer. We will pray for you. Here's two, over three over here in this group. Two in this group. Three in this group. Four in this group. Special prayer, Brother Cal. Two back here in this group. I need prayer, special prayer. All right. In your group right now, just best you can, lay hands on one another's shoulders and pray for these folks in your group that have their hands up. There you go. That's right. Let's just pray for these folks that need special prayer. That's right. Just move towards them. Place your hand on their shoulder. Pray. Hallelujah. Father, your word tells us over and over and over again to pray for one another, to lift up one another's burdens, to bear the burden in prayer, to watch and pray. Men ought always to pray and not lose heart. That we're to pray without ceasing over and over and over and over again, God. We're told to pray for one another. And so, God, we lift up through tear-stained eyes of faith today, these requests. Your word says to let our request be made known unto you, and that you'll give us peace that passes all understanding, that you'll guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we look forward to hearing positive answers to our prayers this morning. Thank you for the prayers of the saints. Revelation says that great big bowl of incense that's ever before you are the prayers of the saints. And so, God, we pray with all of our heart. We cry out to you, oh God, we need you like never before. Please, Lord, intervene. We ask it in the powerful name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. All right, please be seated. And when you get seated, I want to play a quick video clip for you. You know, in times of distress, in times of trouble, in times of tragedy, in times of suffering and illness and sickness, do you know who God's counting on to get folks through these times? It's the church. God has given us a special ministry in times of trouble. And we're to shine for His glory in those times. A couple of our church members were on vacation this past week, and down on the beach in the Gulf, and something very terrible happened. But God used two of our believers to be salt and light in a tough situation. I want y'all to watch this clip, would you?
Two brothers have become the first two drowning victims of the summer tourist season in Gulf Shores. Beachgoers pulled both men from Gulf waters late yesterday afternoon when they heard cries for help. WKRG News 5's Debbie Williams spoke with one of those beachgoers earlier today and has the story on the Baldwin County Beat.
The Gulf waters look almost the same as they did Tuesday afternoon on the surface, but underneath...
When you got out there, yeah, you felt the water pulling. If you stood out there maybe knee deep, you could actually feel the sand pulling from out from under your feet.
That's why Greg Lee and his family stayed mostly on the beach.
Sitting there, and all of a sudden we heard somebody screaming, and I got up, I seen a lady out there.
He told his wife to dial 911, and he and several other beachgoers headed into the water.
We got him up here, and they started doing CPR. And when we was on the way back in, I heard somebody else hollering, there's another one.
Two brothers.
It was just real frantic. Everything happened real quick yesterday. It was real frantic out here.
One from Tennessee, the other from Georgia.
A lot of people up here taking turns CPR. I mean, there was a lot of people.
Despite the heroic efforts of so many.
And everybody was working together and trying to save these two guys.
They did not survive.
I knew it wasn't good. You know, when they took them off, I knew it wasn't good.
Greg Lee and most everyone else on the beach didn't even know the men they tried to save, but that didn't matter.
I'm a Christian, and I prayed for them. I prayed for the lady down here on the beach that lost her husband.
Looking at the water now, he sees the beauty and the danger that can be just beneath the surface. On the Baldwin County Beat in Gulf Shores, Debbie Williams, WKRG, News 5.
I don't know everything God's doing in these days, but He's using folks like Greg and Cindy Lee. Cindy was giving CPR to the guys, along with some others. Greg went in at great danger in the water and drug one of those men to the shore. And then he spent several minutes praying with the lady who's lost her husband, and the man's brother. Greg prayed over them. Cindy prayed over both of them. And he's still praying. I talked to him on the phone last night. He had to take his mom to South Carolina today. But God used them greatly in a tragedy. And here's what I've come here today to tell you. We are not immune to tragedy. God's not a respecter of persons. You may be going through something terrible right now. Or somebody you know is going through something awful. But I've come here today to tell you, greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. And He wants to use the church. He wants to use the church to get God's glory out to the nations. And so that's another reason I felt so led to pray this morning. The older I get, did you hear Greg get tore up? As he started thinking about praying for this dear lady, it got to him. And that's what prayer is all about. Is going after the heart of God with all of your heart and making your request known to Him. And you've heard me say it. We are either getting ready to head into trouble, or we're right in the midst of trouble, or we're coming out of trouble. It's coming our way. But bless God, He sent His Son to get in trouble with us. And we're to shine. People need to see that we're different. And when bad stuff happens, when we react differently than the rest of the world does, then that attracts them to Him. See? And so I don't want to get to preaching another sermon here today, but that's the deal. And this is what we do here on Wednesday nights. We pray, just like the church in Acts does. We pray together, not separately. We're supposed to pray individually in our prayer closets every day. But we're also supposed to come together for prayer. And I don't know how, it's how the Baptist church has missed the boat over the last 60, 70 years. We used to have powerful revivals. We were baptizing as many as we are now back in the 50s. Got double the number of churches now, all this technology, and yet we're baptizing the same number. And you know what we do? We're doing back in the 50s? We had powerful midweek prayer services. That's where we got to get to. And I guarantee you this morning, we're going to get answers to the prayers that we've lifted up in faith. Because that's what the Word teaches us. Amen? Well, it's 10 till. But here's what I want to say. Billy's going to preach and teach on the resurrection today in 1 Corinthians 15. And I've been waiting all week. Brother, I can't wait. I've been sitting on go wanting to hear what God's laid on your heart this week. So we'll come back to this resurrection sermon of mine next Sunday, if that's okay. But that was my heart today, to pray together for these people and for these countries and these nations. And so many are still in trouble. And that's where God wants to use you. Wasn't that a fabulous testimony from the mouth of Greg Lee? No matter where you go, you're a witness for Christ, one way or another. You may be here this morning, and you're not sure, you're not quite understanding of where all this is coming from, and you need a touch from the Master. Can I just tell you, God will meet your every need. There isn't any need that He can't meet. And He wants to meet that need for you. And if it's salvation, and you're under conviction about your sin, and you're not sure if you're saved or born again or lost or saved, or like my neighbor was across the street, guess what? Today can be the day of salvation for you. Because my Bible says if you'll turn to Christ and Him alone with conviction of your sin, turn from your sin, forsake it, walk away from it, and as your only means of salvation, trust in Christ and His finished work on the cross and in the tomb, guess what? You can be born again right here today. And you don't have to memorize a prayer. You don't have to recite. Just God's looking at the condition of your heart. And if you need to receive Christ today, I want you to just pray right there in your seat. We're going to have an altar call today in our closing minutes. And if you've got, maybe you weren't bold enough to ask for prayer today. Or maybe you've got somebody else on your heart. I want to encourage you to bring them to the altar today and pray. I've got a fantastic intercessory prayer team. There's 15 of us. And bless God, they've been praying just about around the clock for the last 2 weeks. And that's what I wanted with this prayer team. We're called Bold Intercessors. Behold, our Lord delivers. Bold Intercessors. And they're praying. And so they'd be glad to come pray over you. Our deacons would be glad to come pray over you. Our leadership would be glad to come pray over you. But you got to make the first step. And I don't know what it is that keeps us away from this area up here. I can tell you who I think it is. It's not the Lord, it's the evil one. When's the last time you've been to an altar? I'm not talking about at your home. I'm talking about in a church house and allowed somebody to pray with you and pray over you. Just bow your head with me. And Andrew, you come. And Seth, thank you for your help today. Father, I don't even begin to know what all needs to be done here today in the way of obedience. I thank you for the testimony of believers' baptism. There's probably some that need to be saved and come forward for baptism today. Whatever you want to do, Lord, we'll do it. And then there are others, Lord, even though we've had a 15, 20 minute time of prayer today, there are others that really just need to come and bathe this altar with their tears and cry out to you for help. As the song says, Lord, we need you. Every hour we need you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Andrew, lead us in something, would you, brother?
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.